This is TWiT.
I wanted to talk about this because this is an issue my partner runs into all the time. So he works as a barista right now. And when people come in to, because they've got a special process with plexiglass and all this other stuff and all these stickers, and you got to go here and you got to walk here, and there's a process. And of course, many of them don't follow it. And when they're asked to follow it, then they turn evil and start being horrible people. But in the midst of all of that, one of the things that is required is that you have to wear a face covering in order to enter the store. Well, a lot of folks are, opening up their Starbucks app, and maybe they don't have the money on their card that they wanted. So they go in to add money to their Starbucks card, or they're just going to pay with Apple Pay or one of these things. And so they lift up the phone to their face. They pull down their face mask to run Face ID to unlock their phone or authorize the payment, and then they put their face mask back up afterward, completely removing the whole point of wearing the face mask in the first place to keep people safe. And the MTA has noticed this as an issue because people who use their phones for Face ID are pulling down their masks to run Face ID. And so New York's Mass Transit Agency says, Apple, we really need you to come up with a better way for iPhone users to unlock their phones without taking off their masks.
Who knew, though? Apple, how could they have known?
Right.
It does seem like such a good idea.
It did. And here's what Apple did in the beginning was, previously, whenever you did the Face ID while you were wearing your mask, it would error, and then let you type in your passcode. Apple released an update that would notice that you had a face covering on and would immediately show you, okay, type in your passcode now.
Right.
That's all that's been done so far.
Well, that's all they can do. Although I have heard people say, I have been able to train face recognition with a mask, but I think you'd, I don't know, would you have to wear the same mask every day?
I tried doing that, and it would not let me.
Yeah. It's not a face.
It's not a face. And I think now that it can recognize when someone's wearing a face covering, even more so, it knows that it's not a face.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Apple's going to do, what Apple can do in response to this. But I think one of the things that would be beneficial is if there was a notification of some sort that when you scanned it while you were wearing a face mask, it said, I notice you're wearing a face mask, type in your passcode, as opposed to just giving that basic brrr and then doing it. If it says, you know, you have to type in a passcode to do this, that's a little bit more information that someone might not be thinking about.
Yeah.
And then them pulling down their face mask and endangering other people in that way. So I feel
for anybody.
Can I
make a plea? Bring back Touch ID. You can have it and Face ID at the same time. There's actually good Touch ID. You know, this is the new inexpensive Motorola Edge phone, and it has optical reader in this.
That's pretty.
It's a pretty phone. It's Android. That's the only drawback. But see, there's a fingerprint reader in the phone. Now, watch how fast it is. It's fine.
Whoa.
Right? It's fine. And it gives you a little, says, do it here. I've registered four different fingerprints on it. This is a Motorola.
So that's Google, right?
Yeah. No,
Oh, is Motorola?
Lenovo, believe it or not, makes this.
Oh.
This is an inexpensive phone. OnePlus uses the same optical technology. Optical through the screen fingerprint readers work quite well these days, I think. I've actually added, they have a choice of animations when you use it. So I've added a big bright rainbow one to let me know. I've hit the button and, it's about, would you say half a second? It's pretty quick.
Yeah, that doesn't take long at all.
Quick
and especially
enough.
In comparison to typing in your passcode if you're wearing a face mask versus, putting your finger there, that's so much faster.
Yeah.
I would love to have both.
And while you're at it, can you bring back the headphone jack too, Apple? Because Touch
Let's
ID.
Let's write a letter.
That's why I like this. Has a headphone jack and Touch ID. It's kind of a retro Android.
Oh, look at it. Old headphone.
Like the old days. Like in the good old days. Headphone jack.
You and I.
And Touch ID.
We'll write a letter to Tim Cook.
Or
the Associated Press will cover it.
Or get an iPhone SE, which does have Touch ID, but doesn't unfortunately have a headphone jack. Alas,
I'm afraid that the next phone might be completely portless. That's scary to me.